Thanks for joining us, and thanks for giving us so much delightful footy.
No, thanks for having us, boys.
You look like you're enjoying life.
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty happy where I am, and you know, we're enjoying it, and we're enjoying playing with each other too, which is good. So, yeah, in a happy space at the moment.
Are we looking at a takeover, Eddie? Because you kicked that left foot torpedo from the non-Eddie Betts corner. I'm just wondering whether you're expanding.
All the boys get stuck into me because they say I can kick further on my left than on my right. Mm-hmm. So, no, I just had a crack, really, to be honest. And I knew that it was going to wet, so it was skid.
Yep.
So I just really had a crack, and if it went through, it went through. If it didn't, it didn't.
It's going to be interesting how the panel judge this, because I think it should always have degree of difficulty. And a left foot torpedo in atrocious conditions that span magnificently, a little bit of right to left and then left to right fade.
So the artistry has something to do with it.
Oh, it was aesthetically one of the best goals I've seen since Malcolm unlaunched the torpedo at Arden Street. It might have been Princess Park.
Yeah, well, yeah, it depends how they judge it. I think last year, I think Whitey won it from Port after that running back against Richmond all the way and kicked that goal. So it doesn't bother me. We'll see how it goes.
Eddie, I don't want to bring it up too much, but I've kind of got to mention it. You had a tough week in the lead-up to this game. You obviously had a funeral to go to, which took a bit out of your week as well, and then you had the investigation. Talk us through how much that took out of you last week.
Yeah, not really. Not much, really, because I wasn't even really focusing on footy, to be honest. I went home for a funeral, my grandfather's funeral, and I got off the plane Tuesday. I got in Perth about 8 o'clock and had about 20 missed calls and 20 messages from all the boys. And I'm like, what's going on? I just left the place. But, obviously it's a bit disappointed, you know, to be thrown into that situation. But it didn't really bother me, to be honest. I just got on with what I had to.
Did Mick apologise? Did Mick give you a call and apologise?
No, I haven't received a call yet.
Did you nearly join North Melbourne, as some pundits have suggested, Eddie, before you finally signed up with the Crows?
Yeah, I did. It was out of, obviously, Carlton, North Melbourne and Adelaide. And I didn't know what I was doing until the end of the year, really. So after the Carlton BNF, I was still, how could I say it? I was just trying to weigh up my options. Mm-hmm. And a part of it was drawn back to South Australia where I grew up, Braden for Adelaide Crows. My dad was pretty sick at that time as well, and I thought, well, why not? And if I had the chance to come back to Adelaide and play for a team that I grew up barracking, it's like a dream come true, really.
Your leadership, Eddie, has been something that Mark Rashido and, well, everybody I've ever met that talks about Eddie Betts. I obviously went to the Margaret Footy Show last year, and you were there and your wife was there. And everybody was telling me there how much of a leader you've been, not just for the Indigenous players and not just for the Indigenous community, but for all the players on the Adelaide list. Talk me through that, because I don't necessarily think there's been a lot of great Indigenous leaders prior to maybe the last 10 years, and you've become one.
Yeah, I guess as I'm getting older as well, early days I was a shy kid, I didn't really talk and didn't like to speak up in meetings and all that kind of stuff. And as you get older and you learn a bit more about the game, you know, you have to speak up in these meetings. You have to, you know, teach these young kids the game plan. And that's what I like doing too. I helped Jeffrey Garlett and young Charlie Cameron out as well. So I guess, you know, I've got to start doing that stuff now because I'm getting to the later stage of my career.
You, just to extend that, so not many Indigenous players go into coaching. Is that something that I'm told that's something that you could do?
Yeah, I love coaching, but I love kids as well. I did some teaching out at Assumption College in the PE department, and I love teaching young kids. So I think that might be the path, like a kindergarten teacher or something like that. Yep.
You've got a pretty good group of young players coming through. You mentioned a couple. It's reinvigorated the team to a large degree.
Yeah, it has, and you know we get a few players back as well, a few senior players back. Hopefully, in Rory, we get Brad Crouch back, Ricky Douglas, Ricky Henderson, Brody Smith. So there's some, you know, great players there. So, and the youth that we got too is fantastic, with Jake Lever and the big bull Jake Kelly. He's doing fantastic as well.
Are you ready for the booze, Eddie, on the weekend?
Yeah, I am. I am. Second time I'm playing him last time was a bit unique. I was a bit emotional after the game, but really looking forward to it this week.
Will it spur you on? Are you saying bring it on because you just make me play even better? Because it seems as if pressure is something you enjoy.
Yeah, it's funny when you play against the Blues. Like, I grew up with these boys. I've been at Carlton for 9 years. I'm a life member of the club, and you know, I grew up with a lot of the guys there, and they're like brothers to me, and it's like playing against your brothers. But you always want to go out and beat your brothers. So, yeah, it's going to be a good match.
You got any other celebrations you can let rip with? Dwayne's really keen for you to embrace the notion and come up with another one.
No, I like the open arms of come and join me. I like that kind of symbolism of it. Welcome to my world.
Well, what would you like me to do? I could do whatever you want.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll put my creative mind to exercise overnight, and I'll come up with a couple of suggestions. If I get a good one, I'll send it through.
I do like the fan interaction. When you do kick a goal in your pocket and you walk over and there's young kids there that are looking you right in the eye, and you can just see the love in their eyes when you get close to them, Eddie. It is...
Yeah, I think last time when I think it was against Port this year, when I kicked the goal in that pocket, I actually put my arms up and pointed to the ground and said, "This is my pocket."
Yeah, I like it, and I think the point to the ground might be one that can work. Are you enjoying, actually, as a club, regaining your territory as the number one club in Adelaide? Because it's putting a tear in Dwayne Russell's eye.
I wouldn't say that. It's pretty crazy over here. Like, it's kind of like Carlton, Collingwood when I was in Melbourne. Yep. They kind of really hate each other. The fans really hate each other. Mm. And they get stuck into each other. And there's a lot of banter through the state as well. But I think, we're seventh, and I don't even know where Port is. I think they're
about 15th.
Yeah.
They're down there. They're dredging the bottom of the moment.
They're one game away from being level with us, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, it's pretty close, and you always want to, how can I say it, be on top of Port when you're in South Australia.
How's Tex going?
Yeah, he's doing well. His leadership is fantastic on the ground, and I think he drives most of us to follow him as well. He's been fantastic, Taylor.
And can you put a couple of myths to bed, or was it just for my benefit so I don't keep dragging them up? Were you actually beaten around the Carlton running track by Lance Whitnell, or is that just a myth?
That was early days. I was a bit silly and dumb in my early days, and I used to go home and eat the wrong food. The skinnies weren't great, and I didn't really do any training over the summer, so it wasn't listening as well. And I'd come back overweight and unfit, and Big Whitnell beat me around the time trial.
And is it truth or fiction that I think Tony Liberatore or someone had to save you out of Gunnamatta one day?
Libba was coaching Carlton at that stage. He wasn't coaching Carlton, sorry. He was a assistant coach.
Yeah.
And he had a beach house down in Sorrento. So he said, "Do you want to lose some weight and do some extra training?" And I said, "Yes, I would love to. Let's come down to my beach house and we'll train you." And I said, "Okay, then." We went down, we trained on the beach. And he said, "We'll go to Gundamatta Beach." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I haven't heard of Gundamatta Beach. First time to Sorrento." Went swimming. He gave me a boogie board with one of them little elastics that ties to your hand. But it was snap. So I was out on the boogie board, collected into a rip, and I, at that stage, I was 20, 21, and I didn't know yet to swim sideways in a rip, and I was swimming straight back towards the sea and getting dumped by these waves, and the lifesaver actually had to come out and save me.
That's a horrific experience you had to deal with. Did you thank Lever for the extra work that he got into you by having to save your own life?
Yeah, well, I got to the beach and Libba was looking at his board getting hit up by these waves. And I tapped Libba on his shoulder and he goes, "Where's my board?" I said, "Mate, don't worry about your board. I almost drowned."
Nice to hear you clarify those stories, Eddie. I think Patrick Dangerfield has just tweeted he wants to see you celebrate like LeBron.
Yeah, we've got a joke here, Patty, because we love LeBron. The playoffs are coming up, Cavs versus the Warriors. And me and Patty are on the LeBron train, and he's trying to get me to do a LeBron celebration when I kick a goal, but I don't think that'll happen.
Could you appreciate how good it was watching Dangerfield v. Fife in a heavyweight battle for the number one midfielder on the night?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Just watching them go head-to-head, it was just like old school, really. And the contested ball was incredible. I think they broke a few records, I'm pretty sure. Paddy had 28.
Yep.
Fife had 27 or something like that. It was incredible numbers.
It was an incredible match. And I know you had the pleasure, Dwayne, of calling it. And you put Eddie. I think at one stage, Dwayne thought you were out of this world, Eddie.
It was a pretty great game.
Who do you like calling your comments, your big goals?
I don't rub that in. You probably like Dennis.
Who do you like calling your big goals? Because sometimes it's the commentator that determines whether or not you get goal of the year or not, just how excited he gets.
I don't know. I heard BT go crazy one time. He went off his mat.
He can go crazy.
And everyone told me that Dunstall went crazy on the weekend.
Yeah, Dunstall went crazy. Yeah, we all went crazy. You are bringing so much delight to so many people, Eddie. You've got no idea, and it's not just people in Adelaide. And you've brought a bit of delight to us, having a chat to us tonight as well. It's been fantastic the last 15 minutes you've given us. Good luck against your old team this week, and good luck for the rest of the year. And keep on keeping on, Eddie.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Adelaide superstar Eddie Betts, a break. Who is the most popular player, the most loved player in the game? He's got to come close.